1-800-795-9975. Sarah is in McCandless. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Getting ready for Christmas, having fun.
Yeah. It seems, I think the older you get, the faster it seems to come. I don't know, but it's amazing.
That is true.
Amazing to me that it's just about here. I was out doing some shopping yesterday during the day, hoping to avoid crowds, and I was not successful. It was still really crowded during the day. I should have gone out Thursday when the Steelers were playing, which is one of my other tricks.
That's a good idea. Yeah, trying to shop in December can be tricky.
Yeah. So you've got
This year it's sneaking up on me because I'm making handmade gifts for people. And so the deadline looms even faster that way.
That can be really tough. All of a sudden you've got a lot to do and to get done. And handmade gifts are great to be able to do that. I don't want to spoil any surprises, but if you want to share anything that you're making.
I'll tell you, my fingers can only handle so much hand sewing and crocheting at a time.
Ah.
So that's why it sneaks up on me.
Oh, I'll
so,
bet.
Yeah.
Well, did you have...
I don't know if the recipients are listening or not, so that's as much as I'll say.
That's enough. That's a good thing. You haven't given too much specificity, so that's good. Did you have one for me?
I wondered if the answer to the one Alan gave was opalescent.
I think that fits. Yes, shimmering white. I think opalescent fits better than the one I gave. Opalescent makes sense. Oh, and I had superb. Nobody answered that.
I wondered if you had, because I thought that was an excellent clue.
Excellent. I thought it was a magnificent clue.
Ooh, that's even better.
They both work.
I have a cat that is currently hanging upside down from her cat tree.
That's a nice thing. I hope it makes a gentle and successful descent from that tree.
Ooh, that's a good word, too.
Poor Elroy made a bad jump the other day. He was with me. He didn't make a bad jump, really. He backed. When I have breakfast in the morning, he likes to kind of stick his nose in the cereal bowl and just to see what it is. And he did. And then he started to back up on the kitchen table, and he ran out of table before he realized it. But, he ended up on the floor and just looked up like, I meant to do that. I just wanted to show you. I know what I'm doing. I meant to do that.
Yeah, and you didn't see anything anyway.
So. No, not at all.
I love when they do that. So Stu wondered if you knew what something protein teenage is.
Pubescent?
Ta-da!
All right. I'm going to give myself a charge. That one was not that easy. Dan and Kathy are in Grove City, and they have magnificent for superb. It's scandalous. They think the answer to that is indecent, and I think that's a great answer. Jim in Crafton Heights, you'll know this one. Recovering from an injury.
Convalescent?
Yes, at least I think that's... He didn't give the answer, but I think that's it.
Wow, that dug way back in the memory somewhere.
Yeah. What's...
I wondered if people got to hear yesterday on NPR, and I don't know if they're going to do it again. They were doing stories that they call Hanukkah Lights.
I did not hear that. But that sounds like a neat idea. Were these just stories about Hanukkah memories?
Well, they're all Jewish-based. There, I think most of them are Hanukkah-based, but they're all Jewish-based because, you know, for Hanukkah. And there was one that I thought was particularly cute, that these two old friends have different ideas on how you should light the menorah, and they were arguing about it and then agreed that that wasn't good for Jewish people, so they should stop arguing. But once they stopped arguing, they didn't know what to say to each other. Having a good argument is part of the fun.
It can be. That's true in a lot of families over a lot of different things, no matter what the faith. It's you do it this way, I do it that way. Okay, let's just agree to disagree. Some weather we're having,
Ella.
Well, thanks. So. It's good to talk to you, Sarah. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Mary.
Take care. And emphasize the answer we were looking for that one was accent. Accent. And naive, innocent. Innocent. And I believe we've now answered all of the puzzles. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. A very busy segment there just now. And if you missed any answers, feel free to get in touch with us at 412-200-5975 or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio.
My friends are always asking me about you, and I answer that I don't know what to tell. It's not that I'm uninterested or doubt you, it's simply that you're absolutely swell. Incoherent mumblings, all I muster. Idiotic fumbling for the words. But adjectives aren't adequate, and adverbs never do. For that undefinable, undeniable wonder that is you. It's true. Is David just a statue? Is Mickey just a mouse? Is Iceland just an island? Is Versailles just a house? Diana was a princess. Charles was a louse. That's more than silly syllables can say. Is champagne simply soda pop? Or is it sheer perfection? Is chocolate sinfully divine? Or is it mere confection? Is a peacock so exquisite? Or is it just a bird? Well, like you, he's too wonderful for words. Is a poem by Dickinson just a description? Is a painting by Degas just a depiction? Is a blessing by the Pope just a benediction, or more than merely mortal man can pray? Did Ahab have a nemesis? Did Sherlock have a clue? Did Adam eat an apple? Did Hamlet's dad say boo? Were woolly mammoths woolly, or were they simply furred? Well, some things aren't too wonderful for words. I could say you're sensational, I could say you're sublime. Best thing about you, I can't say you're mine. Was Ali just a boxer, or was he the champ? Was Chaplin just an actor, or was he the tramp? Elvis was an idol, now he's just a stamp. His body language had a lot to say. Was Fred Astaire so debonair, or was it just a dance? When Rhett said, I don't give a damn, was it just romance? The sirens sang to sailors, this is what they heard, a melody too wonderful for words. You're unbeatable, unbelievable, incomparable, inconceivable, but mostly you're too wonderful for words, for words.
Her name is Tina Moyer here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Too wonderful for words.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
We are about to speak with a group of students from Mayor Ed Ganey's Youth Civic Leadership Academy. They all are part of this program, which is facilitated by Youth Enrichment Services. You might recall we had some students from this program with us last week, and we're going to talk with another group this week about the great activities that are taking place. Before we do that, I'm just going to ask each of them to introduce themselves to you so you know who's in the studio. If you could just give your name, school or neighborhood, grade level, if you have any thank yous or shout outs, perfect time to do it. And why don't we start with you, Riley?
Hi, I'm Riley. I go to Obama. And I'm in grade 11 and I'm 16.
It's nice to meet you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Nishaya. I go to Purple Bread Oak. I'm in 10th grade and I'm 15.
Hi, I'm Tyra. I go to Urban Pathways. I'm in 10th grade and I'm 15.
Hello, I'm Will. Let me restart. I'm Will. I'm 17. And I'm in Auditize for 11th grade.
I'm delighted that each of you is here, and it's kind of cool that you're all from different schools. I'd love to learn more about what you've been doing as part of the mayor's program. Would anyone like to start and just explain what the program's been all about and how it's been configured? Did they give you training to start with to learn more about how city government works?
In a way, yeah.
What did they do, William?
They educated us mostly on what the government did and how it operates, different parts of the government, and like different positions and what people do.
And did any of them surprise you? Like, I know there's some jobs I'm amazed when I discover, wow, somebody does this as a job. I would never think that would even be a job that would be necessary. Do you remember anything that might have struck you as you learned about people involved?
Not really.
I know the people involved with the budget, that's all they think about all the time. You probably met some of those folks. Did you get a chance to meet the mayor?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
It was really fun, actually. He's cool. He's actually real laid back to be a mayor.
Yeah. He's got probably a really hard job, don't you think?
Yeah.
Would any of you ever want to be mayor?
Me personally, no. I mean, I just feel, I feel like I could do it, but I feel like it's a lot of it's just a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, a lot of people to answer to. And what about the three of you? Is that a job you think you would ever want?
No, simply because of the fact that when we was there, he told us, like you never know what's going to happen, so you have to be prepared for everything, and it's a lot of effort. So I think it would be a stressful job. I'd probably be able to do it, but for me, I don't think that would be for me.
It would be stressful, I think. What do you think, Nishaya? Oh, I'm sorry. You guys rearranged on me, so I'm trying to remember. It's Tyra. I'm sorry.
I would not like to be the mayor one day.
I would not either, by the way. Only because they say thankless job sometimes. It seems like anything you do, somebody's going to criticize you one way or the other.
Yeah.
William, you feel the same way?
Yeah, it's not for me. Yeah. I already know what I want to do, so
what
it
do
doesn't
you
really fit in there.
What do you want to do?
I want to be a writer and an engineer.
Well, that's excellent. I'd like to talk more about that in a few minutes. Did you guys have projects that you ended up doing as part of it?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about those. Are they all different, or did any of you work together?
Me and Ashaya worked together.
Well, why don't you two start and tell us about the project you did. And this is, if you're just joining us, these students are all with the Youth Civic Leadership Academy, which is facilitated by Youth Enrichment Services, City of Pittsburgh. So we have a team project between Tyra and Riley. What did you guys do?
Me and Nishaya.
Oh, me and Nishaya. I'm like, You pointed and I got the wrong point.
You're fine.
I'm going to get there. No name tags. It'll work. So, go ahead and tell us what you did.
Well, our project is on water. What is it?
Storm drains.
Storm drains, yeah. It's on storm drains. Basically, we had to research a lot. Like, probably like 2 to 3 weeks of research. And we had to come up with a solution on how we can filter out the storm drains in order to have filter water.
So the storm drains, when water flows to them from rain, mm-hmm. and where did the storm drains go to?
It will go over the street drains.
Mm-hmm. And then once the water gets in there, it'll go straight to the river, right?
Yeah, but the storm drains, we want it to like hold the trash so the trash doesn't get in the water because we're trying to avoid that.
So if you like throw a pop can into a storm drain or into the street and then the water carries it to the storm drain, it's just going to go straight to pollute the river eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you have some ideas about preventing that kind of thing from happening? I see you nodding your head. Tell me.
Yeah. So we had this idea of putting a filter on top of the drain, and so when, say, if it rains and there's a lot of like debris, everything in the water and stuff, it get caught at the bottom of the net, so that all the filter, so that the water can be filtered and go straight to the river.
Cool. And is the filter something you can actually see from the street and clean out?
Yeah.
And was it your idea? Do these filters exist now, or are they something that you propose to add?
Yeah, we actually found the idea from Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. And do you think the city's going to do it? Or at least, often they'll say they'll pilot it in some areas to see if it works.
We was hoping that they would, because unlike the other like drinks they have, we was hoping like this one could be like a sponge type of situation. And we was hoping to also try to get funded by Alcosan, the water company.
Did you get a chance to visit Alcosan as part of your work?
No, but they might be at our presentation on Tuesday, but I'm not sure.
I hope you get a chance to. They do tours on a regular basis. And it's pretty fascinating. What did you learn about working with other people as you did that project? Was it just the two of you, or were there others?
It was two other girls.
Yeah. I'd say in my experience, it's actually really fun once everybody get comfortable with each other. The work just flows, to be honest. Everybody know what they're supposed to do, and we often like come together to, like, if we have a problem, we often come together to solve it. I think it's really fun, honestly.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I feel like once we like all got comfortable with each other and we all start working together, it was easy because we all set out like a point of a project to work on.
Yeah, getting comfortable indeed is a big part of it, and it takes time to do that. Now, what about the other projects? Did you each have your own, or did you guys work together?
My groupmates aren't here, but yeah, we're three of us girls, and our presentation is about maternal mortality for Black women in Pittsburgh.
Tell me more about that, because Pittsburgh, actually, its rates are higher than mm-hmm. other cities, right?
Yeah.
And is this death of a mother?
Yes.
And what did you learn about that?
We learned that, like, the Black women aren't good at the education and, like, the help they need because, like, of non-affordable health care.
So the prenatal care that a mom might need, it could be that you don't have access to it or the information. Did you come up with some ideas to solve that problem?
We did. First was to actually, like, educate doctors more so they can actually have the appropriate, you know, thing to help Black women.
the outreach that they might need. And I would imagine some doctors might assume that new mothers or mothers-to-be know certain things that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
How did you develop a program for doctors, or how did you go about this?
We still are kind of like trying to work with that, but we also came up with community centers for pregnant Black women to actually try to help and educate them also.
That's great. How did you learn about what moms need to know? Did you talk with doctors or health professionals or counselors about those things?
We had to do like a lot of research about it and like search up like what is like the main problem about it all.
Oh, bad. That had to take quite a bit of time. Were you surprised at what you learned?
Yes.
And since we're on the radio and people are listening, including Black women who may be having babies soon or someday, are there any key items that struck you as something simple to do to help promote good health if you're expecting a child? I don't want to put you on the spot, and you're not a medical professional, but did anything like how you eat or resting or just how you spend your time?
I don't know really how to answer this question because I'm like not a professional, but I do recommend like trying to get as much help as you can and as you need.
Having a good support system.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And also I think your judgment of not wanting to answer as if you're a doctor is a very good one. But knowing your limits and having people around you,
mm-hmm.
that's great. What was it like working in a group?
It was really fun. We got to know each other a lot. And we did, you know, have to see each other like 2-3 times a week to get it done. But like all of us together, we got a lot of work done together. And we learned a lot about the mortality rates for a pregnant Black woman.
Yeah, that's important. You know, until you can identify an issue and talk about it, you can't really solve it. So even your being here this morning is really significant. Thank you. Now, William, engineer to be, writer to be, what was your project?
Our project was on obesity in Pittsburgh, or not just in Pittsburgh, but in America in general. It's a growing issue. Actually, it was identified as a pandemic. So that just really shows the severity of our issue that we're trying to tackle.
Kind of like an epidemic that just keeps growing and mm-hmm. growing. Is there a root cause, do you think?
I don't think it's just like one thing in particular. Actually, when we were doing our research, we seen that it was more so like a bunch of contributing factors.
Do you remember what some of those are?
Yeah, like a lot of people were living in food deserts. That's like families that aren't like meeting the standards. They're like really low income families. So like families that are getting renting houses and stuff, really in food deserts. And they don't have access to like grocery stores. They have more so access to like fast food places with unhealthy food. So
yeah.
that's really an issue. Also, people who don't have time to like exercise, move around, but they still get like all the like carbs and stuff. So like they're working for the most part, but they don't have enough time to like get active.
Did you find sometimes that it's cheaper to eat bad food than to buy nutritious food?
That too, yeah. So some people who do live near grocery stores, like who have access to that, The more healthy food is way more overpriced than the unhealthy food. So like the processed food, the food that has all the preservatives in it, way more less expensive than the freshly grown organic stuff.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right. Did you come up with some ideas to fix this?
Yes. So me and my partner, his name is Justin, we came up with an idea to make an app, a lifestyle app.
Huh. Tell me more.
So the app essentially will be helping you out. Like, so you can buy, we offer coupons for healthy food, like helping you out, like with buying the healthy food. That's like coming in with the it being overpriced. Then we have a map that shows like healthy food options around you, like farmers markets, grocery stores, outlets for like people giving away healthy food, stuff like that. And then we offer fitness plans / like workout plans for you to like stay fit, stay healthy. We also have a nutritionist and a like a fitness trainer kind of. So like if you ever need to talk to somebody about something, but that would be like a feature that you can pay for, because we wouldn't be able to like provide it now as we are. So the money that would be going into the app from you paying for that would be used to pay them, since we can't provide it ourselves. But and then we go into the section with like meal planning recipe type. So like a recipe book, like in the app. So like shows you like what meals are healthy and good to eat, what gives you energy, what's just there to feel like something to fill you up, and it shows you how to make it.
What a great idea. And is it out yet, or are you still developing it?
Still making it.
And will you target it to the Pittsburgh area, or are you thinking it could be used nationwide?
So that's something we were thinking about, and I do think it can be used nationwide, definitely. Right now it was just made for specifically Pittsburgh in mind, but it would be great if everybody else used it as well.
Yeah, it sounds great. And, you know, I wonder whether local people would relate to it because it's local and might really adopt it, knowing that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to learn about that. What a great idea. Now, I wanted to ask each of you a couple other things, but does anybody else want to say anything about the project that you did that you might not have had a chance to talk about? Great. You all were really great spokespeople. Now, I'm curious if you've been thinking at all about what you might like to do after high school. I know you get asked that question a lot, but I also know that people listening are really curious. William, you mentioned engineering and writing. Tell me more about your interest in those areas.
So for engineering, I mostly want to focus on agricultural engineering, mechanical engineering, and electrical engineering. I was really fond of mechanical and electrical. I said mechanical, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm making sure I didn't say anything else besides mechanical, but I was really interested in mechanical and electrical engineering since I was like around six. My dad was like a construction worker, so he was like more so like a handyman. He, you know, did stuff around the house. And then like all the cartoons that I watched was like more focused towards like building things, engineering your way through things. So that's something I was really like, you know, interested in as a kid. I've seen it a lot. I was like, this is cool. So yeah, that's something I definitely want to do. And then for writing, I just recently got into writing. I like it a lot. It's really fun. I mostly make like thrillers / like comedy, some action. I just started trying. I'm trying to really like open up like different things that I was going to do. I've made like a romance one not too long ago. It was It's actually not finished, but I'm still trying to make it. I don't really, you know, make romances too much, but yeah, I'm actually writing one right now. This one's going to be a thriller as well.
Very cool. And if nobody's told you yet, if you have interest in using our facilities here to publish anything or record anything in our youth media center, it's open to you. In fact, we have field trips coming up from Alderdice in January, I believe. I'm not sure if you're in those classes or not, but even after school, we're open every day but Friday after school. Have you thought about what you might want to do yet?
After high school, I want to go to college for business.
I'm pointing at Tyra, by the way.
Oh.
business?
Mm-hmm.
And any particular, like, do you want to own a business or?
Yeah, nail salon.
Nail salon?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Do you know somebody who owns one now?
Yeah, it's my mom's friend. Her name is Tiffany. She owns a nail salon.
And you must, you know, have heard things from her about it being a good line of work, sort of control your own destiny. Let's see, Nashaya, what have you got?
After high school, I wanted to go to college. I have two different options that I was thinking, but overall, I want to go for business, too, and I want to get my bachelor's degree because I don't know if I want to have my own company for human services, a lash company, because I already be practicing, or be an interior designer. So I'm stuck.
How come interior design? What a great thing to pick.
Well, when, like... Like, I say, like, when I was 10 or 11, I was really into, like, those Netflix shows where, like, they would take people and give them their own room to design. And I just love decorating stuff. So I was just like, why can't I just make this a career? And interior design is actually, it seems really fun and creative, and I love fun and creative.
What a great idea. And, you know, as you're listening, William is in 11th grade, Tyra and Nishaya are both in 10th grade, so you got lots of time to figure out what you're going to do. But it's good to just sort of get a touch point at this time. Riley, what about you?
When I graduated high school, I wanted to go to college to be a lawyer.
And do you know what type for?
Yeah, it's two options. I wanted to be like an animal abuse lawyer for the fact I used to work at a human animal rescue society, and there was all these dogs that was on court hold because of what their owners did to them. They was on court hold for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and I feel like we need more lawyers in that type of business. And I also was thinking about being like a family divorce lawyer because I feel like I know it would be hard, but like I feel like I would be really good in that option.
The world needs strong advocates in both of those cases. It's been so nice having all of you here. The time's really flown by. Does anybody want to say anything you didn't get a chance to? I want to be sure I don't leave you wishing you had said something. Thank you for representing. I think it's really important. Your projects are outstanding as well. Nutrition, obesity, working with that to fight it, as William said, as Tyra spoke, talking about moms, particularly maternal mortality among Black women, and Nishaya and Riley, your project about stormwater management, all really important. So thank you for being with us. Kudos to Youth Enrichment Services and Marganey's Youth Civic Leadership Academy. You all have presentations coming up this week.
Yes.
Good luck with those. I think you're going to, I don't need to wish you good luck. You got it. I can tell. Thanks for being with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. This is our Youth Express Hour. And Emily Chico visited the Dormont Music Festival. last month, and she filed a story about her reflections on the festival, and she shares it with us now.
Saturday, October 14th was Dormont's 15th annual street music festival, where they had local bands playing live music, vendors selling things they had made or promoting new businesses, and food trucks littered throughout Potomac Avenue, where the festival took place. Dormont has always been an open and welcoming community. Throughout the year, they have different street festivals where everyone within and outside the community can come together and celebrate their similarities and differences. The music festival is no different. Three stages were set up for performers who all seemed to play a different genre. The artists range from techno rap to old school jazz to a wonderful cover of Radiohead. This takes me to our first clip of music, a bit of a performance done by Big Fat Mallard. What makes Dormont even better is that each performer had a good crowd of varying ages who supported and cheered on each performance. I was with my grandparents at this point, and although they aren't fans of techno rap, they still cheered for these performers. Our second clip of music is this beautiful piece of jazz played by the Three Rivers Jazz Quintet. I really thought their music would be perfect for like studying or playing in another room while cooking dinner. The last two clips I have to play are both wonderful performances, but two similar but different genres. By that I mean both are rock, but the first is a cover, it's a song by Radiohead. I wish I could tell you who is playing, but unfortunately I wasn't able to catch their name. Last but certainly not least is a clip by a performance by School of Rock. If you don't know School of Rock, look it up because it is a wonderful organization that helps young artists find their voices. I don't know where you are listening from or if it's raining where you are, but for everyone in Dormont on October 14th, it was a downpour and gray skies all day long. Despite this, so many people still showed up to sell the things they made or promote their business or support the artists who played in the rain. I still showed up and was so glad I did, despite my soaking socks, because seeing everyone's smiling faces and listening to and enjoying the same music with the people around me is one of the best ways to spend a Saturday afternoon. The varying genres of music really shows how diverse and welcoming Dormont is as a community, and I hope Dormont never ever stops hosting these street fairs because they really are an amazing way to bring the community together.
And thank you, Emily, for filing a great story, the Dormont Music Festival, back in October. Great to hear that. Youth Express continues in just a moment with an encore performance from a young pianist. Quick note, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. It's terrific to have you along with us. Now, Gabriella Salvucci was here, a great vocalist and pianist, and she is going to do a song for you. And then we are going to talk with a student from City Charter High School who happens to be with us today. Gabriella, at the time of this performance, was in eighth grade and at West Allegheny, and this dates back to September 29th, 2018. Here she is.
If there was a way we could stop going through our days like a speeding car, maybe we could even clean the yard. Maybe we could go to the water park. And I am being brave to tell you this. And I am no longer afraid to tell you. But you seem like a different person sometimes, and I can tell if you're alright, 'cause the panic in your eyes, 'cause the panic in your eyes. Slow down, I'd stop racing. Slow down. Slow down. Heart stop racing, slow down. But you seem like a different person sometimes, and I can tell if you're alright, 'cause the panic in your eyes. And I am talking to myself all the time, and I am getting lost in my mind. And I am being brave to tell you this. And I am no longer afraid to tell you this. But you seem like a different person sometimes, and I can tell that you're not alright, 'cause the panic in your eyes. But it'll be alright.
Well, there you have it, Gabriella Salvucci, and she sounded great in that encore performance. By the way, if you know of somebody, maybe it's you, that would like to be part of our Youth Express Hour on SLB. It's an important part of what we do. And while our after-school programs are geared towards teens, our Youth Express Hour here at SLB on the radio is open to youth of all ages, younger and older. Just get a hold of Ty Chorosky, who coordinates those segments, T-A-I, at slbradio.org. Now, Jalanta is here with us. Jalanta Hauser. Did I get that right this time?
Yeah.
Welcome. And Jalanta is about to graduate from City High Charter School, which is a school right downtown in Pittsburgh that's a little unique. Can you talk about some of the differences in City Charter? People might be surprised. Yeah. In terms of the hours and even the months that you go to school.
Okay, so like 9 through 11th, you get out of school in July, supposed to like June with regular schools. And that's like always been the thing. But to like cooperate with that recently, they've like taken Mondays off since like it goes extra. and we have like extra breaks to make up for that. And so yeah, so now our schedule is like every Monday off, and like the dress code is really different, like no jeans, no camo, no like regular t-shirts, it's just a business casual. And they just like have like their own like curriculum.
Yeah, and a unique culture for the school too. And you're more or less going year round, right? With just right. a month off during the summer and other longer breaks for the other seasons.
Yeah.
And what about the internships?
Okay, so the internships, you can start them. Our school goes by trimesters. So you can start them the last trimester of your junior year or the first two trimesters of your senior year. I didn't mind the last trimester of my junior year, and it's at different places that the school is partner with, and you can like go out like for like the last 2 hours of your school day and go there, and everyone's at a different place. I didn't mind it's at a nonprofit. And it was on the south side called New Century Careers. And I liked it. I like how it was, like, the real world experience. Because, like, I've never had, like, a real job experience like that. And it was, like, an office desk experience. And they try to, like, correlate with what you want to do in the future.
And what kinds of things did you do as part of the time there?
I, like, went through, like... I was mainly organizing, but, like, I, like, went through and, like, double-checked things. Like, I checked, like, invoices and, like, put them into the computer and stuff and, like, just updated things on, like, the people they've partnered with and things of that sort.
That sounds like they gave you, and I'm glad to hear it, real work to do, not busy work, but stuff that really
yeah.
mattered. Now, you're from Mount Oliver, right?
Yeah.
And you've got a capstone project at City High Charter School. I only mentioned Mount Oliver because I forgot, you know, when you go to City High, you could be from any neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be sure we mentioned that. Tell me about your capstone project.
Okay, so mine is on mental health. It, like, my original was on, like, racism, but it's because it's through, like, 3 years. Like, you started in your 10th grade year, so they don't expect you to have everything. So, like, I was kind of just getting an idea of what I wanted to do, so I chose racism. But next year into junior year, whenever we were working on it, I did, I chose mental health, and I stuck with that because I knew, like, I would be more motivated and intent to actually do things in my community for that and knew more things being done for that I could do. So, yeah, I started that in my junior year, and you have 8 foundation questions. You do a lot of research. They make it as if a college, like, just a college paper, like MLA formatting. To where you, like, you have to source everything and you come up with your own 8 foundation questions.
Oh, that's huge. So it's like a term yeah. paper, and you have to use standard formatting and footnotes or endnotes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then these foundational questions, what are they like?
So I had 8 of my own, just like different aspects of the topic that you want to research. You have an essential question that's like the overview of it. Mine's was, what are the best ways to manage your mental health? And I felt like in order to answer that, I had to answer the foundation questions, like the history of it, what's being done for it, causes, who it affects, and treatments and things like that. And then you also are required, after all the research, you're required to do an interview with someone and an action project. So that's something you do in your community based on your topic that you're researching.
And then do you incorporate that experience into your paper?
Yeah, okay, so 12th grade year is the year where 11th grade is whenever you, like, finish your research paper and you, like, have all your sources and everything, and then 12th grade is whenever you incorporate that into a slideshow where you present. So, like, you incorporate each slide is its own foundation question, and then the last two slides are your interview and your action project, and then a conclusion and intro, of course.
That sounds very intense. Was it hard?
Which aspect, like the whole thing?
Yeah, and I guess hard, that's a difficult question to, I'm not sure how I would answer it, but I mean, were the deadlines difficult, or was it hard to find time to put into it?
I think, like, they try to, it depends on, like, the person, the individual. It wasn't too hard for me. It was just, because it's, like, a three-year-long thing, so I had, like, a little later start because I did change my project, my topic.
When, like, you went from racism to mental health.
Yeah, so it's really, like, depending on how you did it. But even though I changed it, like, 11th grade, they provided, like, enough time to where, like, I could do it. You know, like, at first you think, like, oh, like, all the assignments, like, secondary assignments where it's, like, oh, include this. Like, it takes up your time, but, like, it really, like, helps you just get it based. So it wasn't too hard for me, especially, like, 12th grade year, since you already had all that in 11th. And I just put it into my slides, and you just had to practice.
What do you think are some of the key things you learned by doing this, either about mental health or about the whole process?
Oh, I learned a lot because, like, well, the process itself, like, with the college formatting, writing, like, it was just, like, a whole bunch, like, where you had to, like, source, like, no other class have I, like, sourced my sites where it's, like, you create a citation and an annotation for it and, like, putting all that in and, like, and then I learned things from my research, of course, but also, like, from the person I was able to interview. Like, I picked up some things from her based off the questions I asked, and she was very interesting. Like, one of the main things would be, like, that people identify themselves with, like, the three P's, and it was, like, it was popularity, possession, and, like, I forget the third one, but I think it was, like, popularity, possession, I don't know, like, person? I forget the third
Maybe
one.
Maybe personality, or?
No, it wasn't personality. I'm sorry.
Popularity and possession are interesting, possessions. So those are sometimes things you can't really control, how popular you are. I guess,
yeah,
you've got some control.
Yeah, like, because, like, people, that's the thing, like, they're out of your control, but people tend to identify themselves with that and, like, be like, that's who I am, but, like, you know, it's out of your control.
And then to define yourself by possessions is, when you speak it out loud, it does begin to sound a little wrong, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people often define themselves by their profession. That could be the other P. It might not be, but by what they do for a living, they'll define themselves, I am this job.
Yeah.
You know, and you could be much beyond that. Have you thought about what you want to do after you graduate?
I have. I intend to attend a four-year, like, college for actuarial science. So that's my main thing. My secondary thing, which kind of, like, goes into my research topic, was being an entrepreneur, because I just attended, like, a program for that and, like, creating, like, this dress toy. And so that's, like, my secondary plan. But, yeah.
And my sister-in-law is an actuary scientist, and so I know a little bit about that field. It's a very specific field where you sort of calculate probabilities of things happening or apply calculations of others. What got you interested in that? I'm not sure. I think I can count on one hand the number of people that have told me they're interested in that field.
It's three things that got me interested. I mean, I first heard about it through another program my dad did. It was called Launch, and it was, like, where you met with female STEM leaders, and you got to, like, meet and greet, and one of them was telling me, because you had to, like, put, like, your favorite subject, they actually, like, icebreaker questions, and I put, like, favorite subject for, like, math, because I do love math, because, I don't know, it's easy to me. And, you know, I get to tell my teacher he's wrong sometimes, so, yeah. But I put that, and she had, like, a mutual interest. She was like, oh, well, I could tell you that, like, I was an actuary, and, and they make good money and stuff, and, you know, since you love math, you know, it'll be good for you. And at the time, I wasn't sure if I wanted a career in math, even though I was interested in it, but fast forward, so it was, like, in the back of my mind, but actually, City High, they have, like, a career class, and for one of the people they brought in, it was someone from RMU, and then they talked about a data scientist and an actuarial scientist, so they talked about the job specifically, so I kind of have, like, more information, because they put, like, it up on the slides, like, here's a job outlook, here's a starting wage, here's what you need to know, here's the core classes, and then they brought, like, someone who was an actual actuary, and I was like, oh, and also, I work for UPMC, they get to work from home, and I'm like, okay, this seems nice.
Sign me up. Yeah. It's a joy to meet you today and to hear about these things. Just about out of time. Is there anything you want to say that you didn't get a chance to?
Not really. No. I mean, besides, like, for the actual research thing at City High, is that, like, you end up presenting in front of panelists, and they, like, score you based on presentation, and, like, you know.
That's happened already?
Yeah, I was in the first cohort, so, like, I just did mine yesterday, actually, so.
Congratulations. I'm sure you're very happy to have that behind you.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your being here to represent yourself, your school. Do you want to acknowledge anybody, family members or any folks?
Yeah. You know, my immediate family, my mom and sisters and brothers, and Miss Dominguez from City High, because she was, like, my grad project teacher, but she was, like, really helpful whenever it came to, like, resources and that process. So, yeah.
I'm sure they're all proud of you. I'm proud of you, and I just met you.
Thank
you for being here with us. And remember the name, Jalanta Hauser. You're probably going to hear from her. Who knows? You might need to call the state for some actuarial support, and she'll be the one. Thank you for being with us. Broadcasting live, is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Good morning to Mary. Thank you for your email. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org. A quick note, our December donation drive is underway. If you've already supported SLB, thank you. If not, I hope you'll consider taking a moment to consider making a contribution. If you enjoy what you hear here Saturday mornings, know that it's individual people that make it possible, not only all the people working here on the air and behind the scenes, but individual donors. We're fortunate to have a broad group of people that support the work we do, and that's helpful to us as we leverage additional funding. So please consider a donation. You can visit slbradio.org/donate, where there are links to use PayPal, Amazon, a credit card securely, Facebook, or Venmo. You also can call us anytime this morning at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, or you can mail a check to SLB P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. Thanks.
You know what I got? I got a little dreidel.
I got a little dreidel.
Come on, put your hands together, y'all. You better put your hands together out there. Come on. Anybody out there got soul? We call this Jewish soul. I'll play. I'm gonna try to read the trailer. I'll play.